Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning at 8:30 a.m., an Arcata police officer patrolling the downtown area of Arcata saw 37-year-old Jennifer Klein, a woman that he knows from previous police contact, walking at the corner of 10th Street and G. Klein was reportedly found to be in possession of stolen credit cards and stolen ID. The stolen items had been reported stolen during a vehicle burglary that occurred in the early morning hours at 2:27 a.m. in the area of the plaza. Further investigation revealed that more stolen property was being kept in a local motel room. Officers responded to the motel. Klein was transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where she was booked and lodged for possession of stolen property and probation violation. In the press release received yesterday, we learned that Wednesday afternoon, Eureka Police was dispatched to a report of a vehicle that had driven off the roadway into the gravel on the 3000 block of Broadway. Officer found the female driver of the vehicle was unresponsive and did not appear to be breathing. With the assistance of bystanders, the driver was removed from the vehicle and life-saving efforts were initiated. After just a few moments of resuscitation efforts by the officer and a registered nurse who had observed the incident and offered assistance, the subject began breathing. Emergency medical personnel arrived on scene and the woman was transported by ambulance to St. Joseph's ER. The EPD was notified by the driver's husband that she has fully recovered and is doing well. Arcata police responded to a call of a broken window at the Shell station on the corner of 14th and G Streets in Arcata, and they found the business had been burglarized and that merchandise had been taken. Officers searched the immediate area, found 38-year-old Georgia resident James Murray hiding in some bushes within a block of the business. Murray was found to be in possession of items stolen from the gas station. Officers later viewed surveillance video that showed Murray breaking the window and burglarizing the station, and he was arrested, booked into county jail on burglary charges. The Arcata Fire Department has hired 3 new career firefighters and filled 2 other vacant positions, and can now staff the firehouse on 9th Street full-time thanks to a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The grant targeted filling the positions and getting the department to full staffing. The 9th Street Firehouse gives the department better response time both in the city and in Sunnybrae and Manila. Chief John McFarland, who retires in December, said, and I quote, "This is a great step forward and is another sign of the modernization that has occurred in the past 6 years and has the full support of the board, full-time staff, and volunteers." The staffing of the 9th Street station gives Arcata Fire another engine company to respond to medical and fire emergencies. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Sheriff's Office reports that a rash of vehicle break-ins over the past week serve as a reminder to residents to ensure their vehicles are secured. 16 reports of vehicle break-ins in the McKinleyville area, with 12 burglaries reported on Tuesday alone. At this time, no suspects have been identified. The thieves targeted car stereos and equipment, garage door openers, and loose items they could quickly grab. So don't leave valuables in plain sight. Ensure you lock your vehicle and don't leave your garage door opener in your car. Anyone with information about the burglaries is asked to contact the sheriff's office. An arrest in the Garberville area. NCHP observed a green 2004 Jeep Laredo traveling southbound on US 101 at a high rate of speed through Richardson Grove, resulting in an enforcement stop north of the Mendocino County line. The Jeep's driver was 40-year-old Luis Alonzo Nolasco from Paramount, California. Officer recognized a strong odor of marijuana, and that's because, according to reports, 111 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana was located. That has a street value of over $200,000. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.